Hey everybody, it's Lloyd Spence, and guess what? It's that time of year, my favorite time of year, March Madness, and BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Look, the NBA is also in full swing. College basketball is heating up as the schools make their way to the madness. Listen, the tournament is coming, and so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest, as BetOnline is the spot to be for all your bracketology needs. Look, BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. And guess what? You can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So go to betonline.ag. BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Noise, and I'm trying to tell y'all what's going on with our newest sponsor, eBay. Now, whether rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verifies the box, logo, stitching, and a dozen of other inspection points. And each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity. And it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 plus, making it free to sell or flip your collection. You can't beat that. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. That's ebay.com/sneakers today. It's eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you. Hey everybody, it's your boy Lloyd Spence, and I have decided something. I'm going to dominate 2021. As soon as 2020 ended, I took a good look in the rearview mirror and said, man, f*** you. 2021 for me is all about self-care and self-love, which means I'm focusing on being happy and feeling relaxed. Mental clarity is the first step to my better life, which is why I've been taking down Sunday scary CBD gummy bears like candy. When my mind starts racing or I need to decompress, I simply pop two gummies and in 20 minutes, I'm in max relax mode. Listen, I had the opportunity to take these and I am thrilled. They are really the perfect thing to just kind of take and pop in at the end of your day and kind of settle you down and get you right where you need to be. And there's no risk to buy. The company offers 100% lifetime money back guarantee. And if the product's not for you, that's okay. You'll get your money back. Sunday Scaries is in the stress relieving business, not the stress causing business. So I got you a 25% off to prove it. Visit SundayScaries.com and use my promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your discount. That's promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for 25% off at SundayScaries.com. They're amazing and you won't regret joining their squad.
You are now listening to Believe in the ACC with my husband, Mr. Talking Noise, Lloyd Spence, and our brother, Heisman Trophy and Florida State legend, Charlie Ward. And now, Lloyd and Charlie. Go get them, fellas.
Jodeci had an album called The Show, The Dance, and The After Party. And so I guess we kind of have that going on right now. It's we're looking at the end of the Elite Sweet 16, and the Elite Eight has begun tonight. And we're watching in real time the final teams go down as we get ready for the Final Four. So as we see that in real time, we will talk about that in real time, expanding our Believe in the ACC out just a little bit to discuss a little broader theme here today. Got Kendrick Haskins here, got the legend Charlie Ward here, and we'll just kind of look at the tournament itself as we go forward, as where we are and in both the men and the women's game. And we'll look at where everything is headed. So, first of all, gentlemen, how are you? How was your weekend?
Busy.
Yep, busy.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. It was very consuming, as they say. But good. Nothing bad. I can't say it was bad in any way.
No, he's not. We're in high school basketball playoffs around here, so
Yeah.
boys' Sweet 16 starts this week, and the girls' Sweet 16s next week.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I do want to ask you guys before we get into any other tournament stuff. We had a couple of interesting things to take place. For me, one of the most interesting of all was Mike Woodson. And I would assume, Mr. Ward, that you are familiar, very familiar with Mr. Woodson. he is now the coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, and he is building an interesting team. So Thad Matta is joining his staff, and I hear as of today, Larry Brown may be joining that staff as well. What are you guys' thoughts to Mike Woodson?
Larry Brown.
Yes,
Yeah,
Larry
apparently he's
Brown.
been in contact with Larry Brown. That's been scrolling down on ESPN all day.
So what do you guys think about Mike first becoming the first African American coach in Indiana Hoosier history?
No, he's
And
not.
then um, huh?
Mike Davis was the IU coach.
Was Mike Davis? That's right, Mike Davis. I forgot about Mike Davis. How did I forget about Mike Davis? How did I
Oh
just
no, he took
dismiss?
them to their last Final Four.
How did I dismiss Mike Davis that fast? I forgot about old Mike was
Hey, he's
there.
the guy that replaced Knight.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know what's funny? That is right. Every time Bobby has made this suggestion, I would assume Bobby has something to do with this.
I don't know. Bobby's not in the best of health, so I doubt he had much to do with
Is he really? Is he in bad health?
But is he still in favor there?
Bobby
I think
Knight?
they healed the world at some point.
Oh my goodness. They won't the Indiana fans would take Bob Knight right now.
Yeah, if he
They
decides,
won't let it go.
yeah,
They
if he
they
decides to
love
hold out,
Bob Knight
yeah.
there.
I'm not talking
Yeah.
about fans. We talking
Well,
about
with the
administration.
school. With the school, yeah, they had him back. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it
They
was 2 years
honored him.
ago. Yeah.
They brought him back. The school had been wanting him back. He was the one that didn't want to have anything to do with the school. But yeah, he's in back in their favor or whatever, and he lives in Indiana. So,
I think all
but
is
yeah, but he's not in the best of health at this point.
Oh, wow. I was not aware of that. Wow. Well, what do you guys think about the move bringing Mike in? Great coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think he, as long as he can rally him, find the right people to put around him. I know he can coach. He's been around coaching for quite some time. He is a former IU player, right? So, I mean,
He's
he's an
from
alum.
Indianapolis.
Yes, he's an alum. So it's not a bad hire. When you start looking at the grand scheme of things, it's a guy that you know can coach, and you're not guessing in that area. I think a lot of times you're not sure sometimes if you get a new coach that hadn't been around a block, so to speak. So it'll be interesting to see how he manages being back there. And of course, we know the name of the game is recruiting. And so if he can recruit the right players there, then they'll do well, I do believe.
I think it was also a really nice PR thing because I have a feeling Mike will have a very easy time bringing back the legends of IU. And that's something that you have not seen really anybody do, other, than maybe Mike Davis to some degree. But it'll be nice to see. And I know they had the reunion a couple of years ago where they brought back the championship team or one of the championship teams. I think it was Isaiah's team that won the title, I guess it was. Was that the undefeated team or was that the 81 team?
The 81 team won the title. They weren't the undefeated team, though.
Right. 76 was the undefeated team.
Yeah. I'm thinking they brought that. I can't remember. It seems like they just brought everyone back. I don't think it was necessarily.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It was basically just bringing Bobby Knight back.
Gotcha. So it was. So I think having Mike there kind of brings validity back for the older guys and bridges, maybe somewhat bridges the gap. So I from that perspective, I thought it was a really smart move because that could play into maybe helping to do some. I don't know how well they will connect to the younger generation, but maybe it'll help with some of the NBA, you know, pipeline stuff that Indiana has seemingly kind of missed on with the run of players they've had so far. I mean, it's just one thing I think the blue blood teams have to always maintain is that connectivity to the NBA for the five-star AAU kid. If that's the kids you're going after. And I don't know if Indiana has done a good job of that over the last probably 10, 15 years.
But, you know, Archie has done a good job recruiting. They've had good players.
Job.
I mean, a couple of years ago when they missed the tournament, I mean, they had Juwan Morgan was arguably one of the best centers in the country that year.
Right.
Yeah, Romeo Langford, even though he was hurt most of the season. But he still had him. They had talent. I mean, this year's team, they've got talent.
Yeah.
They just couldn't put it together. I do worry about on the recruiting end for Mike Woodson. And that's only – I think X's and O's, I think they'll be fine. But I just wonder about recruiting and all that stuff. Because I think he'll be fine relating to the players. I mean, he's been in the NBA. He's in the NBA. I mean,
yeah,
he just
not,
came
yeah.
from the NBA. He'll be able to relate to him. I just wonder with recruiting because – frankly, he hasn't done it. And so he's going to have to surround himself with some people that know. And I think that's where Thad Matta comes in.
I thought the Thad Matta thing was weird, if I'm being honest. I thought that was a little strange because, you know, I would skew younger on that, but that's just me.
What do you think, Charlie?
I mean, we talk about recruiting, man. John Howard, there's a lot of pro coaches that's come in and but I think you have to go in and build your culture, whatever it is, but you also have to surround yourself with the right people. And so you know, having guys that are who's done it, I'm not 100% sure. I know, you know, not Hubie, but not Darren, Larry Brown, you know, I don't know. That's two older guys on your bench. You may need some younger guys that may be able to recruit that area.
All
three of them, yeah.
So I mean,
a lot of basketball knowledge, but I don't know if that's a recipe for.
They'll be well coached. We just don't know if they'll have the players to run that system.
Right. That's just a weird mix. It's a weird mix, man. So as we look through, and by the way, this UConn Baylor game is really something right now.
I switched over to the Houston game.
UConn Baylor trying to battle back here with 3 minutes left. It should be an interesting finish. As we go through the tournament, just kind of looking at what has taken place, man, what has surprised you guys? So far, Charlie, you've been saying all season long about as I'll start with Gonzaga that you really like the Zags. So this was really my first time watching them from start to finish, and I'm gonna tell you my thoughts on the Zags just real quick. They are not athletic. they are somewhat kind of slow, but my God, they don't do anything wrong.
Your boy is athletic.
They may be which one? Who you talking about?
Suggs
is athletic. I'll give you that one. But here's what I'm gonna say to it. They don't have to be because they do everything as a team and they do everything right. And it's exactly what you as a coach hope that you will coach. Like, I love their team. I love it. I just those backdoor cuts, those down the middle cuts, those V cuts that they're making, brilliant stuff. And they're so unselfish. They're gonna be tough. You gotta play a game that is darn near flawless to beat them.
They're not gonna beat themselves.
They are not gonna beat themselves at all.
Well, I'm still with them. However, there are teams out there that are very skilled and play the same way. I still just don't know how mentally, physically tough they are when they play someone just like them.
Well, it feels like, and kids, I love to hear you respond to this. It feels like, barring a major upset tomorrow night, that they're on a collision course with Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I think Michigan matches up probably better than anybody.
Yeah. When Charlie was just saying what he was saying about them playing somebody that's identical to them, the first thing that popped in my mind is like, yeah, Michigan is very similar to Gonzaga and a little bit more athletic. But your reaction.
I'm sorry, my reaction to that out of bounds play right now. I'm sorry. I should not apologize. But
that was fantastic. No, it's fine.
That looked like it was out on UConn, but okay.
Yeah, that's
That's absolutely out on UConn because her hand is in front of hers. But that's okay.
I think Michigan will be their toughest test, I think. And I think if they win that game, I think they'll be whoever comes out on the other side.
Was there any surprises in I think Gonzaga is going to cruise to the Final Four. I just don't see how.
Who they play?
Their next game is USC, and USC is good, and they're long.
That may be a very good game. I still haven't watched USC enough to know whether they're good or not, but I just know that they've been playing well here lately.
I am stunned by the Pac-12. I got to be honest with you.
In UCLA.
I'm stunned by the entire Pac-12. I didn't realize they were this good. Like, even Oregon. Oregon was good. Yeah. They weren't a horrible team last night. They weren't bad.
Oregon had injuries throughout the season, and they got healthy at the right time.
Yeah, they got healthy at the right time. It's just the whole Pac-12 apparently was a lot better than people gave them credit. And by the way, since we're going through the Sweet 16 a little bit here, my God, Oral Roberts. Like, I would like to know how many seniors they're going to lose. Because if they don't lose a lot.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Let's see.
That's a problem.
They had a good year. I mean,
they had a good year.
Was amazing. I think his name is Abner, or number mm-hmm. zero. He was good.
Yeah.
He had some quality players. You know, even if those guys come back, it's always a hit or miss deal when you're in a 1-bid league.
Right.
That's true. That's true.
And so you get one injury or something happen here or there, you get upset, then your best team is not – in the tournament. So that's
that. Yeah, three seniors this year.
Three? Yeah. That's well.
They were 5-year guys. They were all redshirt seniors.
But they can all come back.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, Malik Williams is coming back for Louisville.
They can come back, but listen, as well as they played, and most of them probably not going to the league, why not?
Oh no!
Why not come back, get a master's degree, and make another run at it?
Like Charlie said, with the 1-bid league, you know, anything can happen.
It is. That's true. That's the catch-22 of the whole thing. It's a 1-bid league, so you just never know. There's not a guarantee that you're going back to the dance. So, but I thought they were fantastic. They played about as well as you can play. They gave Arkansas all the fits.
Yeah,
I mean all the fits, Arkansas. And I thought, jumping over a little bit, I thought Alabama, shame on them.
I just didn't trust Alabama all year long.
Why you say shame on them?
Because, man, you got to hit your free throws.
Yeah. They shot, what, 50% from the line in that game?
No. It was less than that. They shot 11 for 25.
Wow.
You can't win that way. You just cannot win that way. And I just don't understand. I just don't understand what they were doing, man. But having said that, that shot to put them in into the overtime was
that was a great shot.
I knew he had made that on the catch. I was like, oh yeah, that's overtime. I won't say it was a flop because the girl did push her. But we're watching the Baylor UConn game, in case everybody wants to know why we're pausing like this. Did she even push her? I guess she pushed a little bit, but anyway. Baylor UConn coming down to the wire. And
how many quarters are they playing? Or what quarter is it?
This is the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, Charlie.
And UConn is up by five. So this maybe end up being the best game of the night. I don't know. IU Arizona could be interesting as we.
I warned y'all about our IU last week.
You did. That's one of the things that games I wanted to get to. I got to give you all the credit on that one because NC State had no answer.
Because IU's got five scorers on the court at all times. All five of their starters could score. I think all five of them may have had double figures that game.
They had no answer, and it was almost like NC State didn't. They got, I don't know, they got shell shocked or I guess they assumed, you know, the way these drafts work, we've been greenlit to go to the Elite Eight. And I don't know, but they did not see that IU thing coming at all.
Indiana, they're a tough team to play against because you can't really pressure them because they've got three legit ball handlers on the floor at all times.
Yeah,
they can all score. They can all score, and they play good defense. They're going to be a tough out. Whenever they do lose, they're going to be a tough out.
Yeah. So
I think they got a good matchup though.
Tonight. Say it again. Yeah.
I said I think they have a good matchup.
Yeah. No, it'll Arizona. Be a good game. That'd be a good game. I like the fact that both of them are trying to go for the first time. That's exciting to me because you get to see a special moment in basketball. It's always fun when you can see that. Looks like Houston is going to hold off Oregon State. It's only a 10-point lead, and there's a lot of time left. A lot of time. So
yeah, they won't go away.
Yeah, anything can happen. And Oregon State has proven that they are scrappy.
Well, it's going to come down to whether they can rebound or not. Because I just watched, not here recently, but I watched Houston shoot three shots. And they chased every single one of them and got the rebound back.
Oh, wow.
until they made the shot.
Well, one thing about Houston, they play every possession. And as Syracuse quickly found out, you might be in a 2-3 zone, but we are willing to go into that zone and rebound and crash the boards as a team and box out. I mean, they don't. They put a lot of pressure on you and on both ends of the court.
And they play the fundamental way to beat the zone, which is have somebody flash to the middle.
Have somebody flash to the middle,
They either turn and make the shot or the defense collapses and you kick it back out. I mean, it's just as basic. I mean, you learn that in middle school.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
You watch it. Every time they'd flash somebody in the middle, and if it didn't work, that person would rotate, and somebody else would rotate to the middle. It was doing it every time down the floor.
Yeah. I mean, they're well coached, as you know, and they make it hard on you on defense. I mean, on offense, and then they were able to, dissect that zone. They were patient. They got the shot that they wanted. That's how you know they're well coached and have veterans on the floor. And they made shots, too. I mean, you know, Sasser and Grimes. I mean, those guys stepped up and made shots from the outside to open up the middle for the big guys. But I just I mean, love the way they play defense. They did Buddy Boeheim and all them other guys, man, they made it tough. They were right there on the catch. Yeah. They got over
the screen. Chased Buddy off the three all night. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive. And that's what you want. I was sitting there watching. I'm like, man, this team here could win the championship.
Yeah, they really could. Yeah, they could. Really
they could. They absolutely could. Defense.
My only thing is they're going to have to find a way to consistently score the basketball.
Yeah.
You know, if you find a team that's going to lock down like they do. But that's what they do, though. I mean, they've been playing this way all season, and that's the way they play. They're going to shoot, and they're going to crash the glass. The guys are crashing the glass every single time. And they if you don't box them out, and then when you do box them out, they still try to find a way to get it.
I want to pick the coach's brain for just a second. So, Coach Ward, there's 19 seconds left to go in this UConn-Baylor game. Baylor is down by one. UConn has the ball. Do you foul now and take your chances with a three and try to play for overtime? Or, I guess you got a foul. Yeah, you got a foul.
Yeah.
Or go for the steal on the inbound and then foul quickly so you have time to choose a decent three. Is that your strategy, or how would you do it?
Well, I guess it depends on who you're going to foul. Looked like they chose to foul right away to give them more time, just in case. I don't know if it's one and one or two shots. But looks like it's two shots.
Yeah. Oh, and she missed the first.
Missed the first.
Am I? I must be behind on my thing. Let me refresh my.
Yeah, mouth. You are behind. You was talking about that girl falling, and she had fallen a long time. Yeah, when you was talking about her falling, it was like she had fallen a long time ago.
Okay, I'm way behind. I don't know what's going on.
So,
but you don't have to worry about the fouling now because she missed both free throws.
So that's that's one strategy. I mean, find the right person. Hope they miss
find the right person. It works out really nice, doesn't it?
Yeah. it kills all that coaching.
Yeah.
But, you know, now they got to go down and score. But the thing is, it's not a tie score. So you have
to win it right now. Yeah.
You have to, you know, go with about probably 9 seconds.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Do you play
if you can get something sooner, go sooner, force it, and then that way you'll have more time on the back end. You don't want to play for the last shot, so you know take the
quick. So you wouldn't play for the last shot.
No, because we're really? You're down one. You're down one, and you want as much time as possible. I would rather defend up one with time with say 9 seconds on the clock as opposed to waiting and then trying to work to get, you know, the clock lower.
That is really okay. Wow.
It's a matter of just getting a bucket. You know, you want to get a bucket as soon as possible. A good bucket, not a forced bucket, but a good bucket. You can work the clock a little bit to get a good bucket. You know, live with whatever results on the outside. I mean, after that. But if you miss, you have to get a rebound and with a bit more time.
I think I would attack the basket and just make the referee make a decision and just live with those results. I don't think I would. I don't shooting a wide open three doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But I don't know.
Oh, what a. Wow, that's it. Oh, girl, she's made some bad decisions in these last couple of possessions.
You talking about Carrington?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah, she's and Smith, the number one, she's been balking all fourth quarter because she's taking some tough shots and.
I mean, well, she was trying to play for the foul.
Yeah, but that's
which I don't know if that's the smart play on that one.
Foul. I don't care what you say. That is a foul.
Well, that is a foul.
Yes.
Wow, that is a foul.
I mean, she's going forward, but the
that is a mauling.
The official was out of position to be able to call that foul. Yep. She was behind the play as opposed to being at an angle to where she could see number three moving forward.
Or they're reviewing it.
They're reviewing the clock. How much time? They're reviewing
the clock.
Yeah.
Can they reverse the call? In this moment,
number three, how she moves into her body. That is a foul.
Oh yeah, that is a foul.
That's a foul. That is a clear foul.
But look where the referee is, though. She's behind
the play.
Yeah, there's one on behind, and then the other one is on the other side behind. So he has a terrible angle as well. Yeah,
but
neither one of them were in position to make this call.
No.
Oh, there is somebody there. So she just blew it because there's somebody on the other side over there. So she absolutely blew it.
Yes, but she's out of position, is what I'm saying.
Right.
She's behind the play as opposed to being at an angle to where she can see her moving forward. So she's behind it. She can't see the girl moving forward.
Oh, wow. Well, terrible way to lose the game.
She may as well just miss the second one.
Because they can, if they have a timeout, they can advance it, right?
They don't have any timeout.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have
made the second. I'd have missed it. Just mean the game be over with.
Do they have somebody on this court that can throw a long pass?
Maybe the girl that
here she comes. Okay, there you go.
Picked off.
Well, that's it then.
That's interesting.
That's a tough way to lose a game, right there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't a good look.
The only way I would say put the onus on the ref like that is if you're going to drive in a way that is – it's almost undeniable that a foul is probably going to take place. But that's a risky move. But I can't – well, look at Oregon State trying to get back in it.
They're back in it.
Down by three. How about that? See, this is why March Madness is the best. It is. Let me tell you something. March Madness is the most flawless tournament ever created. It's hard not for it not to be good. It has to really work hard not to be good.
Some of the scheduling they do with the games is weird. Like the other night when it was that Syracuse-Houston game, you know, they start that game at 10 o'clock.
Well, that's weird, but I'm saying
– I'm like, why wouldn't you put the – West? If you're going to play that late, why wouldn't you put the West Coast teams on that?
Well, this time, there is no West Coast team now. So.
It doesn't matter at this point. They're in a bubble, and just – I mean,
the only reason – But you're trying to attract that audience, though. Yeah, I'm just saying, that audience is still –
You're such a TV guy, Kendrick. Yeah. That was such a TV thing to say.
Keeps the lights on.
In most of these cases, I mean, most of the teams have been from the West. USC, UCLA,
Oregon State.
I mean, all of them playing. Houston.
Gonzaga, yeah.
Gonzaga, they're all playing late, you know, in the later games.
Was it the Gonzaga game? It was like at noon the other day. Well, not noon, but like 2 o'clock. They were the first game the other day.
Yeah,
but it was a Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, but USC played the final game last night.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's been interesting scheduling to say the least. But
all I know is I don't care when I'm playing, as long as I'm playing.
Right.
That's very true. Baylor, Arkansas, who y'all got in that one? They got the next game tonight.
I got Baylor.
I like Baylor. Arkansas, I don't know. I think they're good, but they fight from behind all the time.
Oh.
And so I'm not sure, you know, if they'll be able to do that against Baylor.
Right. I wonder if Arkansas has if the Oral Roberts game was a wake-up game for them.
I kind of think that's who Arkansas is. like Charlie said, they play from behind a lot.
Yeah.
And so.
But they'll find a way to compete. I mean, they have a great coach and, you know, great players. I just don't like the way they played the other night, especially their young kid, number five, I think it is. He struggled to put the ball in the basket, but they're another team that likes to shoot it and chase it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, you just got to be ready for that deal.
Speaking of, you know, we was talking about Indiana earlier. I mean, they had Justin Smith last year. I mean, they had him for 2 years. I mean, that kid could play.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I am shocked that this game is tied, or was tied. I guess Houston's up now, but I'm shocked that Oregon State has battled back. Oregon State is clearly a pretty solid team. Like, but I heard they had to win this to get in the tournament.
They had to win the tournament.
When they beat Colorado.
Well, I mean, they had to win the tournament to get in the tournament.
Yeah. But that's what – you never know.
Get hot at the right time.
You never know who the wild card that's going to make it to the Elite Eight. Or if you're in football, the wild card make it to the Super Bowl. You know, that's happened quite a few times. Teams
all the time,
play three games to get to the Super Bowl. Then
the Tampa Bay this year.
Well, listen, my Giants, that's how we won the last two Super Bowls. It's because we was the wild card and snuck in and crashed the party. So I understand exactly what you're saying in that regard. Sometimes it's all you need is an opportunity. And it's a one-game thing. Like, listen, the beauty of the thing that makes March Madness so special, it's a one-game tournament.
Yep.
And if you win it, and you ain't got to be good seven games. You got to be good in this 40 minutes, and that's it.
Hey, man, I keep telling you guys, I'm going to start coaching my kids this way. I want us to be great three-point shooters or great shooters. But if we can't make shots, man, we got to chase that thing. I just saw Houston shoot it twice, and they got two offensive rebounds. Just relentless.
Because they won't. Yeah, they go attack the basket. They go attack it and say, we want the ball more than you do.
Yep. But that is Houston. They've been playing that way all year, and that's the way they've been winning games, just outworking folks.
Well,
the shot, because they don't have the best shot selection in the world, because they will jack it up.
Yeah.
But you can shoot with confidence like that when you know that you're most likely going to get the offensive rebound.
And see, you just said a mouthful. You and Charlie said a mouthful, because they do believe they're going to get the offensive rebound, because they're going to go do the little extra thing that you're not going to do. They're going to box out. They're going to crash the board. They're going to attack and keep going until that's what they do. And, man, I don't know. Want to beats can do a lot.
You say want to is a talent in itself.
Yeah, it beats can do a lot. I do like.
There we go again.
For our podcast listeners, we are really – this is going to be a weird podcast, because we are literally watching the game as we comment right now. But it's fun this way. And y'all having fun too. Don't lie.
You're
enjoying it.
I am. I love this style. I mean, I would like to have great shooters, but I just like the way they're balanced. They got three guys on the glass every single time.
Yeah.
One guy back or two guys back. But those three guys that are going – they are relentless, whoever they are.
It is hard to lose a game when you have rebounding, when you have guys that are willing to do the little things. And those are your glue guys. That's really what holds your team together.
But that whole team is glue guys. They all play like that.
Here's what was interesting. That first three-pointer that they shot, I don't know if you guys saw it, but the guy shot it from basically the top of the key, and there was already two guys down boxing out the guys. Listen, if they're going to beat you to the spots like that, you're not going to win. You got to commit to rebounding. Just like you got, but you got to hit free throws too, though. Can't do that. Can't be missing free throws.
That is the way you're going. I mean, you have to have people committed to doing that. I mean, they have to say, man, we got to keep them off the glass, offensive glass.
But Coach, how do you sell that though? Like, how do you sell the commitment to because everybody in today's game thinks they're a superstar. So how do you sell, like, the young lady we love with Louisville, Mikasa. I can never pronounce her name. But she is the glue that holds that team together.
She is my favorite player, and I would choose her first. Why? Because she's what you call a glue player. Her whole mentality is built around defense, stopping, you know, being the glue on defense, and then offensively, she's not a liability. She can score.
Right.
And she also helps find ways to score or get other people, you know, opportunities to score. And that is what you want from one or two of your players. And the thing about Houston is they have all types of players that do the little things, but it's just they all do it. They can shoot it. The ones that shoot it, they shoot. The ones that can't shoot, they find other ways to, to have an effect on the game. But I'm sitting here watching 35-4. They haven't touched the ball on offense. All they're doing is offense rebounding and waiting for guys to come and drive and dish the ball off. That's all they're doing.
And they seem content with that. They're not pitching a fit or waving arms wildly. They just like, oh, okay, we'll get the rebounds. We're good.
Some of these possessions, though, I see why Oregon State barely got in the tournament. I mean, that last three they just shot was just
– that was ridiculous.
You
know, so
what are you doing? their last three or four possessions, they just come down and jack up threes. It's like run some offense.
Not just threes, though, Kendrick. Unnecessary threes. You're only
and they're contested. It's not even like they're open looks. They're contested threes with like 17 seconds left on the shot clock. Like,
and you're only down by four. So what are you just giving up the middle altogether? Because that's what it feels like you're doing. So I see why they struggled to get in, but But to that same point, Houston can't hit a free throw. They're pulling in Alabama right now.
This Giroux kid is another guy. He's a point guard, but he's savvy. He's smart. He beat that guy to the spot, held his ground, and when he went to lean, he kind of moved his chair.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, man, when I sit and watch it, I'm like, that is what wins. You know? That kind of mentality, that kind of work or understanding the game. I mean, you can play with him all the time. I mean, as your point guard.
Yeah.
And it's just that type of mentality, knowing how to win and make plays when you need it. That's what wins games. And so they just have a solid team all the way around. They do it differently.
Yeah.
But it's just a Kevin Sampson team. I mean,
It really is.
That's a great way to categorize it. That they are the character of their head coach.
And I don't know why the man, you know, I know why, but I'm like, a lot of schools missed out.
Yeah.
After he left. I mean, he was good everywhere he went. And he's good here in Houston. So they've made a commitment to him.
Yeah.
And now he's making them a final, you know, getting ready to take them to the Final Four.
While we're on this commercial break, I heard the rumor in Texas that Royal Ivy is a strong, I don't know what that means anymore, but he was interviewed or is being about to be interviewed for the Texas position. What do you guys think about that?
Where is Royal Ivy coaching?
Is he with He was with the Thunder for a while.
He's an assistant somewhere.
I can forget where he was. I thought he was with the Thunder.
I would hope that is, you know, I hope well for him. But I can't see Texas taking that risk.
Well, it feels like, well, I don't know. I'm Texas is a weird place sometimes. Just when you think they're, because I didn't think they would take the Shocker risk. I thought the Shocker thing was out of left field, quite honestly. But I also was not shocked when Shocker got out of there, because I think he saw the writing on the wall. I think they were gonna probably try to get him out of there.
I mean, I don't know firsthand.
Yeah.
But what I would imagine is they had a conversation and they probably gave him the option to go and search for another
something. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's a mutual agreement there.
Yeah. I feel like that's exactly how it went down. Cause it happened so fast.
Yeah.
The transition happened so fast.
And that's probably a good spot for him.
No, I think that's the kind of spot for him that he could camp out in that position for the rest of his career if he wanted.
Mark, that's a good job. I mean,
good job.
You're in Milwaukee. It's good players in Wisconsin. You're right. You're basically the suburb of Chicago, and so you can get in that talent, and not too far from Indiana. You know, Indianapolis area.
What conference are they in? Big East.
Big East. Yeah. Might be able to steal a few Chicago players from time to time.
Like I said, I think he'll do well there. I mean, some of these jobs, man, people flock to them, and sometimes it's just not worth it because, I mean, it's worth it in some form of fashion. But as soon as you struggle,
right,
it's like, you know, like there's no – no grace or anything. Nope. It's like you're trying to find a way to get you out. And I'm like, man, I would rather go to Marquette.
Charlie, you said something at our last show, and I will echo it again. Support cannot be underrated. Mm-mm. And I think you got to vet that as a coach going in. What is the support going to look like? If it doesn't, and look at your predecessors. Look at your predecessors. If they got unwielding support, then it's probably a good spot. But if they, that's terrible.
They're proving why they barely got in the turn.
Yeah. that was just terrible. But if they did not support your predecessor, don't think that you're special and that you're going to get some special treatment. The only way you're special and you're going to get a special treatment is if you come in with banners on the wall. Now, if you don't, then you're going to get what everybody else has got or worse.
I mean, a prime example of that, how fickle fans are and how quick they'll turn on you, and especially now in this social media age. But, like, look at John Calipari, all he's done at Kentucky. And his fans want his head for one bad season.
Yeah.
One bad damn. They want him gone. Don't get me wrong. Majority of the fan base is level-headed. But there's a lot out there, a lot of people out there that want him gone. And it's like, what?
With no idea. But here's the other question that I would have for you, Kendrick, and you may or may not be able to answer this. Do the right people want him gone? Because that's the difference between Kentucky and Texas. In Texas, the voices will want them gone, which is crazy to me. Because it's like, you don't even know what you're doing, Booster. You have no idea.
Well, the difference is when it comes, and then I know what you're saying, there's not that kind of money around here for that to happen. You know, Texas, people like Texas, I mean, Indiana has it just because of Mark Cuban.
Right.
But like there's that kind of booster who can, you know, just scribble out a check and whatever check is going to cost to get rid of John Calipari.
Oh, my God.
Nobody around here has that kind of money.
Because didn't he make like $9 million like a year or something like that? Some crazy number like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And no telling what the buyout would be.
Those jobs are great. They're high stress. jobs, and if that's the environment that you want to be in, so be it. I mean, they're great, great paying jobs as well. Yeah. And basketball, we're sitting here watching Houston. They're in the AAC.
And yeah, so right.
You can make it to a Final Four. You can, you know, Villanova, small school, and won two championships, you know, in a 4-year period or whatever it was. And so in basketball, you can get the right pieces. If you get guys to stay in school, develop them, you can have a couple of years where you can, you know, make a run and have some pro players. But these high, you know, big team, big school jobs, man, it's almost every year. You know, if you're not winning a championship, and the crazy part is they won a Big 12 championship this year.
Right.
And, you know, they lose in the first round, and now he's out of a job. I mean, out of a job at Texas. But that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, around here, I mean, Chris Mack is in his third year. He's beaten Virginia, which Rick Pitino couldn't do. He had him number one in the country at one point in his second year here.
Yeah.
And they're under all of this NCAA stuff that can come down at any moment. And it's constantly people wanting him gone, constantly whining about Rick Pitino, which I'm like, he's gone. That's dead.
Yeah, that relationship is over.
And they forget that, you know, Rick wasn't exactly John Wooden all the time at U of L either. I mean, his last game was a loss in the second round of the tournament to Michigan. That was not this kind of a Michigan team, and he had Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's mind-boggling. These two fan bases around here this year have really been crazy this year.
but they are indicative of a society that is basically spoiled. And we want what we want when we want it, and we don't care what the casualties are to get it. And that's really what it all comes down to. And it's delusion. It's delusions of grandeur. Like, what are we talking about? You, like, Kentucky has had the best of everything. Like, you're driving a Tesla year in and year out. That's not good enough. You want the Tesla, you want the Model X because it's just that much better. Like, what are we talking about right now? I don't get it.
Well, fans get spoiled. I mean, especially when came in like Cal did. I mean, that first year, you know, you had Wall and Cousins and all that, and then they won a championship in 12, and it was a 14 when they was undefeated for most of lost in the national semifinal, and so. But it's been a couple of years.
But
since
all of those players
been a run.
But all of those players were special, once in a generation type players. Like, you're not gonna get Anthony Davis every year. You're not getting Carl Anthony Towns every year.
You're never gonna have a year like when they get Wall and Cousins and Bledsoe all on one team.
No. And if you think you are, then you're the crazy person. You're the one that lost your mind. It ain't Cal's fault.
Yeah.
This
moment with Kelvin Sampson is awesome.
You can fault him for the strategy if you want, but the reality is the reality. So, well, here we go. The first punt card has been punched. Houston is in, and so is UConn.
Yeah.
Who will punch their cards next?
I'm happy for Kelvin Sampson.
Yes.
The man has done an amazing job at all the stops he's been. Of course, there's some allegations and, I mean, all these recruiting deals. But I'm happy that he found a home in Houston, had to go to the pros, and he got hired at Houston because he was in Houston while, you know, during that time with the Rockets. And now he's, you know, going to the Final Four. But all I can say is the man can coach.
Is this his first Final Four?
I know he didn't go in Indiana. I can't remember if he went in Oklahoma.
I don't remember him going in Oklahoma either, but maybe he did. I don't remember. I just don't remember.
I think, judging by his reaction after that game, I'm thinking maybe this is probably his first.
Right. Time. It feels the reaction says this is his first time. But we'll have to see. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you. I know this is a weird show, but listen, you're watching the game just like we are. So why should we act like we're not? This is a real podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is we have real conversations here. So don't try to fake it for you. You know, this is what it is. So
really, we just talking on the phone like we normally
do. We do it, and we let you guys tune in. And it's also sponsored by eBay BetOnline and now sponsored
and
by
now some gummies.
Yeah, some gummies. So there you go. And by the way, for those of you who were shocked by my copy, that was the copy. I just read what they gave me. So I did try it. I did try it. But because I told him I wouldn't.
I see you was very. You did sound like you were very.
Well,
laid
no, I
back
did try it, and
you was very relaxed in that when you was reading that copy.
Well, I didn't try it before the copy. I did try it separate from the copy, but I did. I told them I wouldn't do the thing without trying it, and they do relax you. So,
of course, it wasn't
a lot of blowback. It wasn't a lot of blowback or after effect or none of that. So I thought
you
it was.
You wasn't up eating Cheetos.
I did not get the money or anything like that. Although they do put.
Maybe it was the Funyuns.
I gotta drink some water on behind that.
What's going on with you? Why are you twitching?
Let's start calling you Tyrone Biggums. Thanks, Red Balls.
Don't get me started with that, please, because I got 5 Dave Chappelle quotes ready to go right now in my head. We'll tell you something you might not know about me, Kendrick Haskins. Oh my God. What a way to end the show. But yes, it's been a fun time, and those are our sponsors. So we let y'all peek in and see how we do things, and this is we probably going to keep this going even after we close out here in just a second. So y'all have fun and enjoy the rest of the tournament. We'll be back on Wednesday. We'll talk, I guess we'll be talking Final Four at that point from both the women and the men's, and we'll get you ready for it. So there you go. Until then, that's Kendrick Haskins. That's the Heisman Trophy winner, Charlie Ward, and we will see you on Wednesday or Thursday. You know, when you say go Michigan, that is hilarious. That is hilarious.
I want a team that beat us to win the whole thing, man. I'm just saying.
That does look better, doesn't it? It feels better when you do it. Go Louisville, by the way. Go Louisville. Yeah, go Louisville. We got to shoot Louisville out. So.
Yeah, and Louisville.
There's the last remaining ACC hope.
They hold it down.
They hold it down. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
You have been listening to Believe in the ACC with Charlie Ward and Lloyd Spence. You can tune in every Tuesday and
Kendrick
Thursday
Haskins
on the Believe Podcast Network, Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere podcasts can be heard. You can also watch Charlie and Lloyd on Facebook on the Noisemakers
and Kendrick
page, and on YouTube on the Noise Media YouTube channel. Please like, subscribe, and follow on all our platforms, and we will keep taking you inside the ACC.